Our priest's Sunday sermon touched on how in times of crisis we may begin worshiping the wrong things. That in order to break the monotony and give us something to look forward to, we may create idols. That's strange, I thought, and stood to fill my coffee while the sermon streamed over YouTube. Coffee. I love the stuff. I was on my third cup when the service began. Making coffee is almost the first thing I do every day. In fact, it's the thought of my first taste of coffee in the morning that gets me out of bed every day. Could coffee be an idol to me? I don't know about that. Every night I fill the water reservoir on the coffee maker to the exact right spot. I place the airtight container full of coffee next to the coffee maker with the latch set at the correct angle so my right hand can quickly open it in one move. The long-handled coffee spoon sits atop the canister so my left hand can grab it in the same fluid motion. It's orchestrated so that I can save a few seconds off the process and get to my first sip of coffee sooner. But is coffee an idol? My coffee is a combination of two roasts. One's from New Orleans, the other from Puerto Rico. The New Orleans coffee arrives every 4 weeks via FedEx directly from the roasting facility. I discovered the Puerto Rico coffee on a trip down there years ago, and I get a volume deal and save on shipping when I order 15 pounds at a time. It takes exactly 5 days to get from San Juan to my front door if I place my order before noon on a weekday. They're now sending me handwritten thank you notes with each order. But is coffee an idol? I place my coffee mug next to the coffee maker every evening, too. There are only two mugs that I use, and they're both exactly the same. I bought them because they hold the perfect amount of coffee. Not too small that I have to keep filling them, and not so large that the coffee grows cold. And I can fit 4 fingers inside the handle, which is how I like to hold the hot mug. As the coffee brews, I pour in an exact amount of half and half to the mug. When I pour the coffee into the mug, it mixes with the half and half. The coffee needs to be poured into the center of the mug, not down the sides, which mixes the half and half and the coffee the best. This is important. But is coffee an idol? I raise the warm coffee mug with both hands, close my eyes, and slightly bow my head to meet the coffee on its way to my mouth. The glory and splendor of the taste enraptures my senses. I'm transported. But is coffee an idol? No way. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.